story designs starting in the low 400s and customize every detail in our 3,900 square foot design studio. Move in fast or build your dream home and save up to $25,000. Visit EmpireHomesUpstate.com and start your new chapter in the Upstate.
This is Leighton Covage from Lakeside Lodge, Lakeside Lodge Clemson. Across Lake Hartwell from Death Valley, Lakeside Lodge has every amenity you could want, including Traditions on the Lake restaurant, a pool, hot tub, and fire pit. Stay with us for the weekend or buy your own condo to enjoy anytime and earn income using our managed rental program. Visit ownership.lakesidelodgeclemson.com to start your new game day tradition and go Tigers.
Summer is winding down, but not our killer savings for outdoor furniture at the Craft Stove Store and Patio. Now is the perfect time to update your outdoor space with patio furniture. Choose from Chapatone, Summer Classics, Hanneman, Lloyd Flanders, Brizesta, and Palm Springs Raton Outdoor Furniture. Hurry! Shop and save now at the Craft Stove Store and Patio, located 3002 Wade Hampton Boulevard. Check us out online at craftstovestore.com.
Craft Stove Store and Patio.
Tiger fans, beat the heat with Elkmont. Whether you're cooling off with a day at the lake, heading for cooler climates on vacation, or gearing up for game day, Elkmont has everything you need with great brands like On Clouds, Birkenstocks, Patagonia, Vuori, Z Supply, Columbia, and more. Elkmont is your destination for summer fun. Conveniently located in Powdersville and Clemson, or online at ElkmontTradingCompany.com. That's ELKMONT TradingCompany.com. Go Tigers! Whether it's date night, friends night out, Tuesday lunch with your coworkers, or just because, Southernside Brewing Company has the perfect drink to complement your mood. Sip on a crisp Aravel Sauvignon Blanc. Indulge in a refreshing Ruffino Prosecco. Or savor the rich flavors of a Juggernaut Pinot Noir. They've also got your favorite sodas, and their special mocktails are perfect for a sweet or spicy twist. Southernside Brewing Company, your go-to for great drinks and even better times at 25 Delano Drive in Greenville.
Parenting is hard. It's even harder if your child tells you they're in trouble with the law. What should you do next? Nick Lavery, Clemson's local attorney, is here to help. Nick and his legal team know the best options to help defend and protect your child and their future. Whether it's a DUI, minor in possession, public disorderly conduct, or a fake ID, Nick Lavery is here to help you and your child. For your free consultation, call 864-654-3680.
Tulip Road Rage. Ramona, I just put in one of the all-time crazy underdog plays. Probably one of the craziest underdog plays I've ever made. Just to throw something. Only because, Ramona, the Mets have stunk for so long now that they scored 13 runs last night. I figure they're finally hot. And I think they are. And I also think the pitching matchup favors them. So I did something mainly with my Mets, and I had to take a player from another side. So I went all Alvarez, Ramon. I bet I took every player named Alvarez on my underdog play. If your name is Alvarez, I'm riding with you tonight. So if it's an Alvarez, I'm on you, man. Listen, go yard all baseball season long with Underdog's Pick'em game. Take a swing at picking baseball this season. Wait to hear what I did. Underdog is the leading place to make all your sports picks. You can play now in South Carolina. Millions of fans have already won billions making picks on Underdog. Will you be next? Their app is over 100K five-star reviews and millions of players to play. All you have to do is download the app, choose whether a player will go higher or lower on one of their stats. You can choose some things like home runs, strikeouts, total bases, so much more. Playing on Underdog is a can can of corn. Just download the app and then pick higher or lower and play your stats. Once your picks feel good, you can play with as little as a dollar. If you get everything right, you can win up to 1,000 times your money. If you get all your picks correct, you can win up to 1,000 times your money. So you could turn a dollar into 1,000 just with your baseball knowledge. All right, Ramon, you ready? Oh, I'm going to tell you what I did tonight. All right. Oh, I was wondering what this other play I have live is. I forgot. This is my my futures play in college football. So I'll tell you about that, too. But so here's what I did. Here's what I did tonight, Ramon. I'm guessing the Mets are hot, finally, after not hitting forever. And you've got some people who have come out of it, like Nimmo. Nimmo's a streaky hitter, all right? So here's what I did, Ramon. With a 40% boost, okay, I went heavy Mets tonight. I think the Mets are going to win tonight's game. I think the Mets are going to sweep this series. I mean, the Rays are really injured. I think the Mets finally may have woken up, so we'll see. But I took David Peterson, Ramona, to go higher than 4.5 strikeouts. Four is his usual, but he was seven last time. He's the only Mets pitcher who pitches six innings, and Atlanta's a bit of a free-swinging team. So I took David Peterson to go higher than 4.5 strikeouts. Are you with me, Ramona?
Yes, I'm listening to you.
Is this thing working? Hello, hello, hello. Can you hear what I'm saying? Can you hear the words that are coming out of my mouth? Those are all the things you hate, right? Did I get them all there?
Yeah. Okay.
I took Pete Alonso to go higher than 0.5 home runs. Alonso's obviously hot. He hit two home runs last night. I took Francisco Alvarez to go higher than 0.5 home runs. Alvarez is hot. He hit two home runs last night. And I took Brandon Nimmo to go higher than 0.5 home runs because Nimmo is an absolute streak home run hitter. He hadn't hit one in forever. He hit number 20 last night. I'm guessing he hits number 21 tonight. So I'm playing all those things, Ramon. I'm playing Peterson to go higher. I'm playing Alonso, Alvarez, and Nimmo all to homer. And then I'm playing Nacho Alvarez to go higher than 0.5 total bases. And ridiculously, Ramona, with the 40% boost, I put $50 on this play. $50. This is my lottery investment. So, Ramona, if somehow this impossible configuration of outcomes actually happens, I will win $12,500.
Wow.
And I won't be here tomorrow. So we'll see. We'll see. That's a big time long shot, but that's what I'm playing. Now, on the season, oops, what'd I do? Where'd it go? On the season, come on. Oh, that's why. My football plays, my year long football plays. If you missed this, this was on a futures play on Underdog. I took eight picks, and I thought I flexed this. Did I flex this? Yes, I did. I flexed a $100 entry on this deal for a season-long play, and here's what I took. I took Kevin Jennings, a SMU quarterback, to go higher than 27.49 passing. I took Cade Klubnik to go higher than 28.5 passing TDs. If he stays healthy, it's sort of a no-brainer. But again, the health is the real issue in these. That's why these numbers all seem enticing, because they have to incorporate health. We don't think that. We think, oh, our guy's playing all these games, and he's going to break these marks. I took Katron Allen, Penn State running back, to go higher than 804.5. He was over 1,000 last year. I took Lenoris Sellers to go higher than 19.5 passing TDs. I love that. Absolutely love that play. You might want to look at that independently. I took Fernando Mendoza to go higher than 2774.5 passing yards. If he stays healthy, he certainly will do that. I took Nicholas Singleton, the other Penn State running back, to go higher than 849.5. I love Singleton. Second best back in America, and if he stays healthy, he'll go way over that. I took Jonah Coleman, the Washington tailback, who people really don't know. He's sort of a hammer. To go higher than 874.5. And finally, I took Sam Levitt, the Arizona State quarterback, to go higher than 2599.5, which seems really low for what I expect to see out of Sam Levitt this year. Very low. So, if I was just to pick like three or four of these and to combine it into one, I might leave out the running backs because of health concerns, but anybody can be hurt. And Lenore Sellers runs, Cade Klubnik runs. I don't know if I would leave them out. If I was just trying to narrow it down a little bit, I still like Cade over 28, higher than 28.5 passing TDs. I really like Norris over 19.5 passing TDs. And I really like Sam Levitt over 25.99.5 passing yards, as well as those Penn State running backs. So I'm going to be right back to pick an eight regardless. This is Underdog. It adds some spice to the whole deal. Trust me, you'll thank me later. Download the Underdog app. Sign up now with promo code ROADRAGE to unlock a special offer of up to $1,000 in bonus funds when you make your first deposit. That's promo code ROADRAGE, all capital letters, one word. Must be 18 plus, present in South Carolina. Terms apply. See underdogfantasy.com/web/deposit. -match/terms. Consider their play. Call 1-800-GAMBLER or visit www.ncpgambling.org. You will 100% thank me later. All right, Ramona, let's get to our coaches list. What number are we?
We're on 44, Billy Napier, Florida.
Yeah.
Arrow up.
Yeah, you better hope that Lagway stays healthy. Otherwise, he'll be arrowed down. So we'll see.
43, Brent Key, Georgia Tech, arrow up.
Yeah, look, he's done a good job. I mean, this is the first semblance of coaching they've had since Paul Johnson. He's improved the toughness of this team. And it feels like it's a team that can compete at the line of scrimmage with almost anybody. I think that's how they hang in these games, whether they win or lose them. So I think he's done a good job.
John Sumrall, Tulane, arrow up.
Yeah, look, I think Summerall's a good coach, and now he has Rhett's left too. So a lot to like about Tulane. Tulane could well be the team that is the G5 representative.
Kirk Ferentz, Iowa, arrow sideways.
Yeah, I can't put him any higher than this. I mean, I think he's fading to black, you know, and that's their color, or at least one of them. He's been a really good coach. He's won a lot of games, done it almost all with no offense, which is sort of amazing. But he's a good football coach. I think the light is starting to dim on Ferentz's career. Now, I do think he has better quarterback play this year. At least he should.
40 is Pat Narduzzi, Pittsburgh, arrow up.
Yeah, I mean, I think Narduzzi is a really good football coach. I think he preaches toughness. His teams play tough. They pass the eye test. I think he has some competitive disadvantages playing where they play. But I expect a good Pitt team this year, like normal, quite honestly.
39 is Sonny Dykes at TCU, arrow sideways.
Yeah, a little slowdown since Garrett Riley left, but Sonny Dykes has always been a bright offensive mind, and he's a good football coach, no question.
38 is Kalani, what's his last name? Sitake? BYU.
Yeah. BYU. I would have liked this a lot more had Ratzliff, read the honor code. So we'll see about him now. I mean, I'm not going to change anything with that, but I don't know what direction that arrow is heading now. They still have a great running game.
38 is Jeff Traylor at UTSA.
Yeah, Traylor's done a really good job. I thought he came down to earth a little bit last year. We'll see what he does this year. Yeah, he's a guy whose star was really rising, and I think it's an important year for him because, look, you can go from hot to cold and vice versa in coaching circles in like 2 seconds. You know, what's hot today can be gone tomorrow, and then sometimes you have to sort of refine it. And some guys do and some guys don't.
37 is Jeff Traylor.
You just said Jeff Traylor.
Oh, I did.
Yeah.
36 is Jeff Monken, Army, arrow up.
Yeah, I'm not even sure that's high enough. Monken's really done a terrific job at Army. He's just a really good football coach.
Okay, 35 is Lance Leopold at Kansas, arrow up.
Yeah, this is the one that I probably should have higher. I like Lance Leipold. I think he's a really good coach. And I was a little disappointed with what he did last year, so I sort of docked him some spots this year. But I'm optimistic about what Kansas is going to do this year. I ranked him, so I should probably have him higher than this. He's one I might change.
34 is Lincoln Riley at USC, arrow down.
Yeah. I mean, he's got to prove he can coach defense. I mean, he's got to prove he can be the coach of the whole football team, not coach defense. He's got to prove he can be the coach of the whole football team. Because I think that's what Lincoln just seems to have missed at both Oklahoma and USC thus far. He may finally be getting that, and he needs to, because I think this is it. I think he's at the end. I think the USC people have grown impatient with him just as the Oklahoma people did. And so that's how I see it. I think he needs a really productive season, or I don't think he's going to be the coach at USC next year. So we'll see. Let me squeeze Tariel Chad in here, and then we'll get back to this. Chad, good to have you.
Clearly, you've got Belichick around 24.
That's
right?
It. Yeah, he's way ahead. He's way up. You have to wait a while.
Yeah, I mean, he likes things in the 20s.
Yes.
These days.
Yes, he does. Yes, he does like things in the 20s. Hey, hopefully for your sake, that's the cutoff.
Man, you never know.
Yeah, hopefully he's not on that list.
Yeah, no doubt. Yeah. Oh, my God. I've lost my damn train of thought now that you said that. Oh my God! Unfortunately, it's gonna be like this all year. I'm afraid there's gonna be lots of turns and twists.
Oh
I'm
yeah.
Afraid.
You're the most interesting. You're the most interesting team in America. There's no question. I mean, you know, I was looking again the other day. You brought in all sorts of pretty good transfer players on the defensive side of the ball. So it'll be interesting to see if he can blend all that.
I will say this, there are already murmurs about the defense clobbering the offense.
Not surprised.
Like and you get a lot of Belichick going, oh, yeah, we're in good shape.
Yeah.
Like, you know, good shape, not necessarily like running shape.
Yeah.
It's a very weird camp. It's unlike the camps before where we kind of knew – we were talented,
yeah.
But we were crap. We were not coached up at all and soft. I will tell you this, as a North Carolina fan going into the season, if we show 1 ounce of more toughness,
yeah,
and a better coach product, regardless of what the record are, in some ways I will be satisfied. I know that sounds crazy.
No, it doesn't to me. You've not seen defense there since Dre Bly played at the school.
It's been a long time, my friend.
It's been a long time.
And they're also the fat Johnny Manziel is gonna be unleashed. Just keep that in mind.
Yeah, I will.
You're not buying it. Well, look, here's the thing. TCU, last question. What's TCU? I'd like to hear what they have. I know they got a good quarterback. Got anything outside of the quarterback when we come back?
Yeah, thank you, Chad.
Thank you, man.
Yeah. Well, you know, just quickly, Hoover's the quarterback. He's talented. He did lose his two best receivers in Savion Williams and Jack Besh to the NFL. And both those guys are really good players. So, you know, it's replacing them and how the replacements play that's going to determine what TCU is. Because TCU is right now primarily an offensive football team. They need to outscore people. So, you know, going into it, they have the advantage on that side of the ball. And North Carolina might have the advantage on the defensive side of the ball if the speculation is true. And again, I you know, the other night, I don't know how, but I was looking at North Carolina's depth chart and looking at all the defensive players they brought in. They brought in a ton of defensive players who are pretty good players at their respective schools. So if Belichick can blend all that, the defense 100% has a chance to be the best North Carolina defense we've seen in a long time. Because again, we've not seen any. North Carolina's defenses have largely sucked for a million years since Mack Brown's first time at North Carolina. Quick break.
Hi, this is Scott Trout of Cordell & Cordell. There are a lot of great dads out there. Sometimes those dads get divorced. For more than 30 years, we have represented men in divorce, confronting the pitfalls that could devastate your finances or harm your family relationships. While every situation is different, our goal is to get the best outcome for you and your kids. Visit CordellCordell.com to take the first step.
55 Beatty Place, Suite 900, Greenville, South Carolina, 29601. Scott Trout, licensed in Missouri, Illinois, and Georgia only. CordellCordell.com.
Looking for a big new game to play? Well, there's no game bigger than the new dino-sized Jurassic Park scratch-off game from the South Carolina Education Lottery, which gives you a chance to win up to $200,000 instantly. And if that weren't enough, you can enter for a chance to win an exciting trip to beautiful Hawaii, where you could win up to $1 million. So get down to your local lottery retailer today, and welcome to Jurassic Park. For game odds and details, visit sceducationlottery.com or the Players Club app.
What's going on, everybody? Facts and Childress here from Facts on Sports. I'll be live alongside John Hite from 9 a.m. to noon, as always, on the Thursday edition of the program. On Thursday, we'll be running through more win totals for college football and NFL, getting you ready for the upcoming football season in both respective worlds. We'll also be talking some Major League Baseball and some Atlanta Braves. As always, the phone number, 654-ROAR. We look forward to hearing from you on the phone lines and the Adams & Co. roofing text line with football season right around the corner.
It's time to discover the convenience and time savings of contact-free pickup with Ingles Curbside. Just visit shop.ingles-markets.com or download the app, and your Ingles personal shopper gets to work with specialized training on how to select the freshest items for a pre-scheduled pickup. They'll even text you with updates. You pull up to a designated space, and your personal shopper delivers your items right to your vehicle. Fresh, fast, and affordable. It's all in the bag. Ingles. Low prices. Love the savings.
Have you thought about creating an estate plan? Without a will or trust in place, the state will have control over your assets when you're gone. If this is something you haven't thought about yet, let the Green Law Firm help you plan for your future and your family's security. David and his team specialize in creating the best estate plans for you, including wills, trusts, powers of attorney, and end-of-life directives. Let Green Law Firm give you peace of mind knowing your legacy is protected. Call today at 86-427-1794 or visit greenlaw.legal for your free consultation.
Combine a Bojangles Chicken Supreme with a toasted bun that's great on the go, and you get Bo's Bird Dog. Grab two for $5 for a limited time only. It's Bo time.
We're here with Eric Snyder, Snyder Tree Care. Eric, I want to talk about looking for a career. Upper mobility, retention, and having that employee around for a long time. If someone wants to come to work for Snyder Tree, what would a career look like?
Our goal is 15% growth a year, which gives everyone the opportunity to come into Snyder Tree, find out what they're good at, and move forward. I think that everyone should have the opportunity to grow every day of their life.
Leave it to Snyder Tree Care.
When the chips are down and the games are close, the 2025 Atlanta Braves don't give up the fight.
Ozuna sends one soaring to deep left field. That's got wings and an engine, and it's 3-1 Braves.
The Upstate's home for Atlanta Braves baseball all season long. We are 105.5 and 97.5 The Roar, where every day is game day.
At Toyota of Easley, now is the best time to get a closeout deal on the last remaining new 2024 Toyota Tacomas or get a new 2025 Toyota Tundra or Tacoma with financing rates as low as 1.99%. With Norris-built accessories, you can also have your truck customized your way, any make or model handled by certified Toyota technicians. Call 864-855-2233. Visit toyotaofeasley.com or stop by for a test drive today on Calhoun Memorial Highway in Easley.
Hey there, Tiger fans. Thinking about making Clemson your forever home? Whether you're a recent grad, proud alum, parent of a current student, or just love those orange sunsets over Death Valley, Great Southern Homes has the perfect place for you to settle down in Tiger Town. With our central Clemson communities of Springwood Grove, Edwards Ridge, and Champions Village, Great Southern Homes has a variety of floor plans, endless personalization options, and upgrades to fit your unique taste. Visit GreatSouthernHomes.com today to learn more about our central Clemson communities.
We're brought to you today by GNC. Hope I'm not interrupting your workout routine, but the GNC Live Well sale is going on right now. Buy one, get one, 50% off everything in the store and at GNC.com. That's right, everything. Protein, pre-workout, creatine, vitamins, supplements, and so much more. Go for it all and don't miss out. At GNC, nutrition isn't just the department, it's the whole freaking store. You got goals, GNC has results. Visit your local GNC store or go to GNC.com.
Live and local sports talk coming to you from the Upcountry Fiber Studios.
This is 105.5 and 97.5 The Roar.
Serving the five counties of the South Carolina Upstate, Upcountry Fiber is a stronger connection.
The Roar, the only media outlet where you won't need a two-step authentication to access.
It's going to be exciting.
The Roar, where every day's game day.
kind of driving you crazy. You know, Ramona, normally, I mean, I have this extensive library of music that we have put together over the years, and I normally leave you to make the daily decisions from my immense library of musical choices. And usually you have some sort of plan, but today your plan seems sort of like crazy, as was just said.
No, yeah, those are all rock songs.
We started off with the Mavericks.
Oh, that's because I was messing with the water and everything.
Okay.
I needed a song when we came back, and it was already there, so I just played that one.
All right. Yeah, we need to figure out the mystery of how the mouse got underwater, how the mouse drowned.
There was just like a puddle of water.
Yeah, a big puddle,
under
you
the
said.
Phone
yeah,
yeah. And kind of.
Yeah, I saw you in there with like 30 paper towels.
That's because one wasn't cutting it.
Yeah, it's clearly not.
It wasn't.
Yeah, clearly not. Apparently, we don't have the what are they called? Bounty? Is that it?
I don't know.
We don't have the right
bounty.
Yeah, we apparently have cheap paper towels.
Probably.
Joe, how are you, Joe? Good to have you.
How's it going? You know, I'm guessing Brent Pry didn't make your top, 50.
Yeah, he did. You know?
He did?
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh, no, I'm sorry. No, I'm sorry. I didn't hear what you said. Brett Pry of Virginia Tech.
Yeah.
No. No, actually, Joe, he's like dead last. He's like 134 and on the verge of extinction. Honestly, I think he may be fired two games in. I really do.
Well, I mean, didn't you say ODU was going to beat him, too?
Well, that's a good point. Yeah, maybe three games in.
I mean, if that happened, he needs bodyguards to get out of the stadium.
Yeah, because he's not beating South Carolina, and he's not beating Vanderbilt. And I don't know about ODU.
Really?
No, it depends whether drones can throw a forward pass or not.
That's some tough flooding. For ODU. Okay, in the state of Virginia, who do you take on the neutral field? Are you taking Liberty or are you taking JMU? What are you thinking?
Ooh, that's a good question. That is a really good question. I'm not sure. I don't know. I need to think about that. You got to put UVA in there, too.
I think UVA is going to go 6-6. I think, they'll hit a bowl.
Yeah.
And, Walt, I guess this is the time of year I'm supposed to hype up the Panthers, but I guess we're going to be so good, Walt, we'll be on everyone else's highlights. It's just going to be amazing.
I do think you're going to be better, Joe. I think you're going to be better. I think Bryce Young is going to play better. I think he has more receiving options. So, and I think the coaching is better. So,
in fairness, he can't play much worse.
Well, it's true.
He's hit the bottom. But then on the other side,
and he also can't get much taller.
Yeah, at least he can see over the line of scrimmage.
They do, they do make shoes that make you taller. I don't know if you can, it's hard to imagine playing football with them, but I don't know. Maybe you can see out of the pocket. Yeah.
I know everybody's like saying it's such a great thing that we drafted him, and then Saban convinced the franchise. Of course he convinced the franchise.
Yeah,
he wants somebody to draft him.
Yeah, that's what happened.
But I kind of believe that.
The only guy who had it right was Frank Reich, and they fired him because of it.
Well, that's pretty sad, Walt. But, as far as the division goes.
Hey, Joe, watch this. Hey, Ramona, you enjoying the Little League Baseball today?
No, I mean
she's complained about it during every friggin' break.
Well, no, every break. I just saw a commercial for this Little League softball they're going to play next.
She's complained about it every single break that I.
That's because it goes on.
She's like, this can't be the same game. These games are going on way too long.
You know what they had on 2 weeks ago, Walt? They had professional cornhole players.
Oh,
like,
yeah.
What?
Oh, no way.
Like, cornhole?
Yeah.
I mean, we're in doldrums.
His favorite food is fried noodles. Do we need to know the kid's favorite food?
Fried noodles. Fried noodles just grounded out to short. Fried noodles is out of there. Yeah.
Someone's like, I'm going to be out $20 because fried noodles missed the.
Yeah, it's true. There's somebody who's bet on this.
You know, I still think we're probably the best we can hope for is like 500. But I think Atlanta has something. I think, you know, you're going to be a good team if you get in fights in preseason. I know XL got in a little bit of a fight, but we drafted a wide receiver out of Arizona that doesn't like film. So,
yeah.
Like I said, we'll be on everyone else's film. We're just going to be – Christmas came early. We're going to Cancun again. Appreciate it.
Thank you, Joe. Christmas came early. We're going to Cancun again. Let me tell you about Lake Kiwi. Lake Kiwi Auto Group has employee pricing for everyone. Listen up, car and truck shoppers. It's the final days of employee pricing for everyone at Lake Kiwi Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, Ram, and Lake Kiwi Ford. This means this is your last chance to pay what the factory worker who builds the car pays, not a penny more. And everyone knows the employee price is the best price. And from now until the end of the month, you can get it at Lake Kiwi Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, Ram, and Lake Kiwi Ford. Had you had a new truck, now's the time to buy because Lake Kiwi has over 300 trucks available. And get this, because the employee price is so low, that pushes the price down on all the pre-owned vehicles as well. So now's the time to buy. So go see our good friend Mark Williams, his incredible crew at Lake Kiwi Ford, Lake Kiwi Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram today. Lake Kiwi's easy to find. Highway 123 between Seneca and Clemson. Shop online at lakekiwiautogroup.com. Lake Kiwi Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram and Lake Kiwi Ford. The final days of employee pricing for everyone. That means for Ramona and for me, and for you, for everybody. From now until the end of the month, you pay what the factory worker pays, not a penny more. Lake Kiwi Ford, Lake Kiwi Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram always gives you transparent pricing. They show you everything. You get every available discount. That's how Lake Kiwi guarantees they have the best price. Simply put, if you buy somewhere else, you're going to pay too much. Why would you do that? Don't do that. Don't go pay too much. Don't. Get to Lake Kiwi. You will 100% thank me later. All right, Ramona, back to the list. It does seem this is pretty much endless. This is like on, like, it seems like 24 hours a day. Is there anything else on here? I mean,
I didn't see.
Yeah, nothing. All right, so what do we have next?
33 is Josh Heupel.
Ooh, yeah, he slipped. He's zeroed down, right?
Great. I had it memorized. Tennessee, he's zeroed down.
Down, yeah. Because, you know, he ate Dollyland. Is it Dollyland? Dolly World? What is it? Dolly
World?
Is it?
I think it's Dolly World.
Is it?
I think so.
Okay. Did he eat Dollyland?
Has
she been seen? I mean, you know, he's.
I haven't seen her in a while.
He's going after Bielma. He's looking to be the heaviest dude in college football. I don't know. It felt like that program slipped last year, and I think it's going to slip again, even though the schedule's favorable. So we'll see. I'm not sure. You know, the Tennessee people were all geeked up about Heupel, but you know, Vols Nation, Vol fan. You know, Tennessee Ernie Vol. You know, there's but we haven't heard much from Vol Nation of late.
Tennessee
Ernie Ball.
Yeah.
What do we have?
All right. 32 is Kyle Whittingham of Utah.
Yeah, this is like the forensic category. I'm a big fan of Kyle Whittingham. I think he's been one of the greatest coaches in college football over the course of his career. And I hate putting him this low. It feels like that program is slipping.
Okay.
Ooh. He's on his way out. This is his last year.
Okay, and then 31 is P.J. Fleck of Minnesota. He's sideways.
Yeah, row the boat guy. You know, I don't know. They are what they are. They're like an 8-4 team every year. He's a good coach. I mean, you know, he's hyper conservative. Really, almost too conservative for his own good. I mean, at times you have to let a quarterback throw a ball. I mean, I'm checking my computer, Ramona. It says that it's the year 2025, but.
It is.
Yeah, but in PJ Fleck's world, it's more like 1978, and that's a bit of a concern. So, you know, that's why he's where he is.
Okay. 30 is Jed Fish, Washington.
Yeah, you know, look, I didn't like the way he left and the way he went to Washington, but I think he's a really good football coach, and I think he's got a team to coach this year. I think Washington's going to be a fun team to watch. They're going to upset some people, I promise you. They have the quarterback and running back to do so. All right, hold that thought. Let me tell you about the Green Law Firm. I don't think I met anybody who's had a good experience with the IRS. And now there are like 80,000 more of them. Well, at least there were. Not sure how to deal with the IRS. Maybe you haven't filed several years. You filed, they haven't paid. Who knows? Whatever the issue might be, it's a personal personal matter, you're thinking of moving to Idaho and living off the grid and getting eaten by a grizzly bear, don't be a grizzly bear lunch. Just call David Green. Don't deal with somebody who's out of state. I mean, are you kidding me? The solution's right here in Greenville at the Green Law Firm. David Green, by the way, is a Clemson grad, has been dealing with the IRS for over 20 years. David knows all the options available so you can take your life back. Whether they put liens on your property, garnish your wages, whether you have an audit coming up, David can help you. The Green Law Firm understands the ever-changing tax laws, what the IRS will accept as a compromise. As a matter of fact, David Green understands the Fresh Start program, and he'll certainly use this IRS program to your best advantage. Look, the Green Law Firm can't change your past, but they can 100% change your future. Get the peace of mind, the results you're entitled to from the local law firm that's been helping hundreds of folks in the upstate for over 20 years. The professional staff at the Green Law Firm can do it all. Do yourself an enormous favor. Call the Green Law Firm today for a free strategy session, 271-7940, 271-7940, or stop by their office, 11 McGee Street in Greenville, on the web, greenlaw.legal. That's Green, G-R-E-E-N-E, greenlaw.legal. And of course, whether you call, whether you go, tell them I sent you, it's how it works. David also does estate planning and wills. So, you know, if you need any of those services, by all means, he is a great guy. You will 100% thank me later. All right. Who's next, Ramon?
29 is Jamie Chadwell.
Yeah. I down a little bit because last year wasn't great by Chadwell standards, but I still think one of the undervalued college coaches in the land. He's just a guy who rebuilds program after program after program. I have no doubt he has a big bounce back year at Liberty this year, and they could well be the G5 team that makes it to the playoff.
And where'd I go? 28 is Matt Campbell, Iowa State.
Yeah. I'm not as high on Campbell as the rest of the world is. I just haven't been. First of all, he never beats Iowa, and that's not that high a bar to cross. I'm not asking the dude to beat, you know, Ohio State or something or some elite team. I'm asking him to beat his rival, Iowa, once in a while, which he has a miserable time doing. And Iowa never has any offense, but they always manage to beat Iowa State. I don't see how you can be a great coach if you never can beat your rival. You can never beat Iowa. And the other part about Campbell is I just think his teams are they fluctuate too much. Like, he had a good year last year, and you know, I think people are expecting more of the same this year. I'm not. I'm expecting 6-6, barely make a bowl. I just don't see it. I think Rocco Beck is fine. He's a good player, a quarterback. But I think they really suffer at receiver this year, where they lost their top three receivers to the National Football League and two of the top 100 players. I just don't think they've adequately replaced those guys. So I think there's a drop off. And I think, did I have Campbell arrow down?
You haven't arrow sideways.
I would be inclined to make that arrow down, but that's fine. Waltip to the road rage, quick break.
Nobody does dual enrollment like Tri-County Technical College. It's never too early for you and your child to think about college. The dual enrollment program at TCTC offers the opportunity to take two or more dual enrollment classes, and it's a cost-effective way to earn college credit. Your student can get a jump start on college, saving time and money. You and your child have options, so why not discover what dual enrollment at Tri-County can do for you? Find out more at tctc.edu/DE.
This season, knock it out of the park with Underdog. Underdog is one of the leading sports apps, and you can play now in South Carolina. Their app has over 100,000 five-star reviews and millions of players. Download the app and pick whether a player will go higher or lower on one of their stats. Choose categories like strikeouts, home runs, and so much more. If you get your picks correct, you can win up to 1,000 times your money. So you could turn a dollar into $1,000 with your baseball knowledge. Download the Underdog app. Sign up now with promo code ROADRAGE to unlock a special offer of up to $1,000 in bonus funds when you make your first deposit. That's promo code ROADRAGE. Must be 18 or older and present in South Carolina. Terms apply. See underdogfantasy.com/web/deposit-match-terms for details. Consult with your play. Call 1-800-GAMBLER or visit ncpgambling.org.
There's a reason Elite Custom Golf Carts has quickly become the Upstate's top golf cart dealer. With the best prices and largest selection, we make your buying experience easy. Our amazing staff can help guide you in the process. Also offering free delivery to over 10 states and flat rate delivery to many more. Now the Upstate's largest authorized Evolution and Tenago EV dealer. The fastest growing golf cart brands in the industry. Visit EliteCustomGolfCarts.com for more information. And go Tigers!
Don't wait for your HVAC to break down. Keep it running strong with a maintenance plan from Estes Heating and Air. Their expert technicians make sure your system is running efficiently year-round, helping you avoid surprise repairs and high energy bills. With priority service and peace of mind, it's comfort you can count on. Call Estes Heating and Air today or visit estesheatingair.com to schedule your maintenance check today. Estes Heating and Air, your comfort is their priority.
Craving real Buffalo, New York-style pizza and wings? You don't have to leave the Upstate. Moretti's Pizzeria and Bar in Malden is serving the real deal. Stone oven pizza, thicker than New York City-style, never doughy, with the perfect crisp crust. And the wings? Crispy, juicy, buttery, spicy. Authentic Buffalo flavor with a tangy finish. Feeling adventurous? Try the Beef on Weck, a Western New York classic. Moretti's is just off I-385 on East Butler Road in Malden. Moretti's, where everyone's a regular.
Experience exceptional value at East Main Furniture in Easley. The summer relief sale is going on now through August 31st. Save 30% on all in-store stock, living room, dining room, bedroom, and mattresses. Even save 30% on clearance items. Transform your home with our wide range of stylish and affordable furniture options. Our dedicated team is ready to assist you in finding the perfect pieces. Visit us at 829 East Main Street, Easley, or call 864-442-6054. Don't miss out. Visit the store today and elevate your home with East Main Furniture.
Do you want to be part of a winning team? Arthrex is hiring. They develop innovative technologies to treat orthopedic sports injuries and help people get back in the game. And best of all, they've been recognized as one of the country's best workplaces in manufacturing and production for 9 years. If you're looking to make a difference, learn new skills, and be part of an award-winning culture, check out careers.arthrex.com. That's careers.arthrex.com. No manufacturing experience required.
I'm Eddie Bennett. For 25 years, Bennett Equipment has sold and rented construction equipment. Bennett is one of Takeuchi's top dealers in the U.S. for the last 2 years by putting our customers first. And now Takeuchi is offering 0% financing on all equipment and attachments, along with an industry-leading 3-year, 3,000-hour warranty. As we celebrate 25 and 25, we want to thank our loyal customers for your business and trust. And as always, when you need equipment, buy it or rent it from Bennett.
Honey, am I a procrastinator?
Well, for 4 summers, you said you were going to fix the dock.
I did?
You did. Every time a deck chair slid into the lake.
Well, maybe I am a procrastinator.
At Yoder's Building Services, we've got the best materials for any outdoor living project. From Yellowwood brand pressure treated pine to TimberTech composite and PVC decking.
You also said you were going to the gym.
I did.
Yoder's Building Services, where quality is a way of life. Visit goyoders.com.
Hey guys, summer's here, and no one wants to see that tired dad bod at the pool. At Low Country Male, we don't do body positivity. We make men men again. That means trimming the belly, boosting energy, and showing up strong in the bedroom. Testosterone and weight loss plans start at just $5 a day with labs, unlimited doctor visits, and real results. Plus, ED solutions, peptides, shockwave therapy, hair regrowth, and more. Make men men again. Visit lowcountrymale.com.
The only place in the Upstate to catch Atlanta Braves games is right here on the Roar.
Fly ball deep right.
Jansen, here's the 0-2.
Got him. Holy smokes.
We are 105.5 and 97.5 The Roar, where every day is game day.
Where it began, I can't begin to know him. But then I know it's growing strong. Hand, touching hands, reaching out, touching me, touching you. Times never seem
Walt Dip Chula Ranch. We are back. You know, I just watched a wild pitch sail over everything, and it was, again, a reminder of my Little League experience, because I was playing center field and catching mostly, and there was a – we had a pitcher whose last name was Jagoda, and this dude also looked like he was like 35, he was the wildest. He threw hard. I mean, he threw really hard for that level. But he had two older brothers who were just complete a-holes, just like him. And you know, they were constantly clocking everything. They were convinced he was throwing like 100 miles an hour in Little League. You know, the kind of absolute a-hole brothers, parents that nobody wants to deal with, and to catch him was a friggin' nightmare. I mean, he threw balls over the backstop, everything. I mean, all over the place. I mean, the wildest pitcher you have ever seen anytime, anywhere. That's the only reason he was any good. Opposing hitters were terrified of him because he did throw relatively hard, and he had zero control. I mean, zero control. Catching him, like I said, a friggin' nightmare. And then having to listen to these two A-clowns, his brothers, who thought, you know, that this dude was headed for the major leagues. Yeah, okay. Yeah, that was my Little League experience. That was more of my Little League experience. Oh, good times.
Good times.
Yeah, good times. Hey, let me tell you about my man, Gary Mahaffey. Look, you know by now that Gary goes the extra mile in the agent-client relationship for you, the customer. Did you know that Gary's actually changed his own Medicare Advantage plan company each of the past 11 years? He's done this to help him fully understand the companies and so that he's better able to plan how he can help you. Think about that. Gary and Jeannie, his wife, an agent in her own right, truly appreciate you, the customer. You're not just a number, commission them. You've heard all the unsolicited listener testimonials about Gary and what he's meant to people's lives. Listen, if you're heading into Medicare age, you are facing some of the biggest decisions you have ever made. You cannot navigate this as a layperson, and you can't go for any of these clowns on TV. Your answer is right here, Gary Mahaffey, who's a special human being who will take the time. He'll show you all the patience. He'll answer every question. He's unbelievably accommodating. Gary always returns calls in a timely fashion, meets you in person, always takes the time to help you understand the answer to your question or fixing a problem, the execution of your plan. In other words, he services after the sale. Best of all, he doesn't work for Medicare or these companies. He works for you, the customer, and his services always come without any charge to you. They're only going to benefit you. Look, if you have the wrong Medicare agent, and quite frankly, if you don't have Gary Mahaffey, you have the wrong Medicare agent, or you just need Gary, give him a call. Trust me. 864-307-8484, 864-307-8484. Tell him I sent you. It's how it works. And as always, you will 100% thank me later. All right, Ramona, what do you have?
Okay, we are at 27, Luke Fickell at Wisconsin. He's arrowed down.
Yeah, I'm a little disappointed in him thus far, to be honest. I mean, I was so impressed by what he did at Cincinnati, and I thought that good times were ahead for Wisconsin. It really hasn't happened yet. Hasn't materialized. Sort of some of the same old issues at Wisconsin. But, you know, I'm a little disappointed with what he's done or hasn't done thus far. So we'll see with him. He's arrowed down for the moment.
And 26 is Chris Kleiman, Kansas State. He's arrowed sideways.
Yeah, you know, the world loves Kleiman. I'm like lukewarm on Kleiman. I mean, he's no Bill Snyder. I know that. You know, I don't understand, and I've expressed this before. You have a dual threat quarterback whose greatest talent is running, and you don't want him to run. It's a mystery to me. I just don't get it. Because the kid wants to run. Avery Johnson wants to run. I just don't get why Kleiman doesn't want him to run. So, you know, they provide their own check on that, and this is the school of the dual threat quarterback. You know, this is Bill Snyder. This is Michael Bishop and L. Roberson. Instead, you want to turn Avery Johnson into a pocket passer. Okay, well, good luck with that.
25 is Deion Sanders at Colorado.
By the way,
he's sideways.
By the way, because of that, for the first time ever, I'm having Kansas beat Kansas State this year and finish above them. Deion, 25.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, I mean, you know, look, he's done a really good job. Obviously, he's lost incredibly talented personnel. Travis Hunter, his son, etc. Both his sons. I do think he's done a decent job recruiting and replacing some of those parts. I just don't know about their readiness.
Okay, 24 is Joey McGuire at Texas Tech. He's arrow up.
Yeah, I love McGuire. I think he's a Texas schoolboy legend. I think he's a really good football coach, and obviously they have insane financial backing now at Texas Tech. So good times are ahead for Texas Tech. I think there's going to be a lot of pressure on them to deliver this year, but I think they have the right quarterback in Baron Morton to do so, and I am really interested in this team. I said all the way back at the start of February that I would rank Texas Tech, and I have. So we'll see how it plays out. I have them in the teens somewhere, 15, 16, something like that.
23 is Shane Beamer of South Carolina, arrow up.
Yeah, I don't know, Gamecock fans, is this high enough for Shane Beamer? I don't know. Maybe not. Maybe not. I mean, I like what he's doing. You know, you don't have to go back too far, though, for all the negative types who were clamoring to get rid of him. So, you know, that's the drawback. I probably have Shane Beamer ranked more highly than most do. And yet, I'm still not sure it's high enough because I do like the direction of the program under him. I think he's done a good job. I think it's you get to the point where it's almost undeniable. And even here, he's beaten Clemson two of the last 3 years. You know, I know that's salt in the wound, but that's just the truth of it. So you've seen a lot of good things, and you saw a lot of progress last year, and they've stacked the quarterback room at South Carolina. You've seen a lot of good things from Shane Beamer. I did this a long time ago, so I don't remember who I put in front of Shane Beamer, but it's going to be interesting because, you know, now August 13th, and there haven't been any games played, so nothing has changed the status quo, but it almost feels too low at this point to me.
22's Brent Venables at Oklahoma, arrow up.
Yeah. I'm really high on Venables. I don't buy any of this firing stuff. I just don't see it. I think this is the year that Oklahoma starts to enact some revenge. I think that this defense is going to be salty. It's Venables' creation, and I think he's done enough to fix the offense, in part just by landing John Mateer. So I think Oklahoma football is back in a big way, and after this year, people are not going to be talking about firing Venables. They're going to be talking about extending him in life contracts and making him the coach at Oklahoma forever.
21 is Rhett Lashley at SMU, arrow up.
Yeah, you think about Rhett Lashley. He's a perfect example. This guy was hot at one point way back at Auburn. He cooled off into an icicle at another point, and now he's had this rebirth where, again, everyone thinks he's a genius, and maybe rightfully so. He's been full spectrum when it comes to hot, cold in the coaching industry, and he seems to be blowing really hot right now. So, yeah.
20 is Jonathan Smith at Michigan State, arrow up.
Yeah, look, I'm a big Jonathan Smith fan. I think he believes in physicality. I think he preaches it. His teams play like that. I think he did a great job at Oregon State. And, off to a little bit of a slow start at Michigan State, but you sort of knew that would be the case. I think this is the year they take another step forward. Again, the schedule is tough, and they'll have to overcome that. But I think Aiden Childs is talented at quarterback, and I think Smith takes a step forward this year.
19 is Mario Cristobal at Miami, arrow up.
Yeah, again, it's obvious he's rebuilding the program in a way that no one before him has been able to for years now. And he's done it his way. The line of scrimmage, which is what he preaches. He's an offensive line coach by trade, an elite offensive line coach. He's had multiple offensive lines at two different institutions win the Joe Moore Award. Maybe he's going to be a candidate for that again this year. And I just think that this is a guy who gets it. He understands the way the game is supposed to be played, and I think you're seeing that. And again, I've grown tiresome of the people who want to point to one or two bad decisions in games. Everybody makes those decisions. Everybody's made decisions like that. People act like that's somehow unique. I warned about Miami last year. They went 10-2. They're back. They're back, and they're going to stay back because Cristobal gets the line of scrimmage. And so You know, they went 8 years without having a defensive lineman drafted in round one, which is insane. That's all over now. And Cristobal is the big reason why. Hey, let me tell you about Canty. Water in the crawl space can sit there for months or years. Standing water in the home can damage the foundation. Rot wooden beams and joists, cause mold and mildew, contribute to unhealthy air inside the home. You don't want your kids breathing that. You don't want to breathe it. You definitely don't want your kids breathing that. Standing water, that musty smell in your basement, can be a sign of major problems for you and your home if not addressed. Canty Foundation Specialists, your trusted local expert in basement waterproofing and crawl space repair. Canty offers solutions to fit any home or budget. Even the smallest leaks are not going to get better over time. So call Canty today, 1-803-373-0949. Excuse me. They offer free inspections, lifetime warranties, financing's available if needed. Cracks in your exterior, interior walls, uneven floors or doors, windows that are hard to open, call 1-803-373-0949. Of course, tell them I sent you. Visit their website, cantycanfixit.com, C-A-N-T-E-Y, cantycanfixit.com. You will 100% thank me later. Hey, by the way, I added another underdog play. I took Juan Soto to go higher than 0.5 home runs. He did not get into the party last night. I think he might tonight. I took Tina Charles to go higher than 15.5. She has not let me down once. I've played her like five or six times. She's gone higher than her number every single time. Now that I said that, this will be the night. And then I took Camila Cardosa to go higher than 10.5 rebounds because she's a rebounding fool, and she basically always goes higher than that. So I made this other pick, and that was also a boost. There was a boost on that deal too. So I put, what did I put on that? I put $50 on that. That's for $725.50. That's a more reasonable play to me. I mean, I might have a shot to win that. We'll see. We'll see. I'm feeling pretty good about that. All right, Ramona, one more, and then we're done for the day.
18 is Brian Kelly, arrow down, LSU.
Ooh, yeah, Brian Kelly. How about that? That's the last one, the LSU head coach. Yeah, look, if you had asked me this a few years ago, I would add Brian Kelly in the top 10. Maybe he still belongs there, but I think he has some proving to do. He's had obviously rough starts to every season at LSU in game one. Will he get off to a better start in game one this season? I don't think so. And if not, things could heat up quickly there. So that's why he's down a little bit. We're done. I'll see you tomorrow.
WCCP-FM 105.5, Clemson, Greenville, Anderson. WAHT AM 1560, Cowpens. 97.5, Spartanburg. We are the Roar.
Quality start. So, yeah, that's the name of the game in this league is consistency, especially from that starting pitcher. So he's given his team a chance to win. The Braves are going to have to try to rattle him early and get him off his game.
Meanwhile, Carlos Carrasco goes for the Braves. He's a former Met, so not that he needs more motivation. It's a big league game, and I'm sure there might be a little bit more in the tank for him tonight.
Yeah, you got to hope so. You know, this is a homer happy lineup. They got a lot of juice. So Carlos is really going to have to execute his stuff that he has at this point of his career and keep them off balance. And you said there might be more motivation. I saw him out there yesterday during batting practice cutting it up with some of these Mets, you know, former teammates. He was here for 3 years. So those are always the biggest at-bats. You put a lot of pressure on yourself to get your old buddies out. So hopefully you can do that tonight.
Yeah, hopefully so. Right now, let's pause 10 seconds for station identification. This is the Atlanta Braves Radio Network.
WCCP-FM 105.5, Clemson, Greenville, Anderson. WAHT AM 1560, Cowpens. 97.5, Spartanburg. We are...